hey, my bad.
Hey, it's my birthday.
It's your
birthday. Where y'all going with
go
this?
Go, Stevie. It's your birthday. Go, Stevie.
Come on, Shirley. Let's go to the phones. Come on, baby.
All right, let's go. More birthday shouts out. It's time, Steve, from your friends and your family. Let's go.
Hey, Steve, it's D.L. Hughley. I just want to wish you a very happy 60th birthday. Steve, it's me, D.L. Hughley. I'm talking slowly and repeating myself because I know you're 60 and you're inclined to forget things now. Your name is Steve Harvey, and it's your 60th birthday. Somebody got him to his chair. Happy birthday, and love you, my brother. Have many, many more of them. Happy birthday.
Kings, baby.
Love it.
Oh, what do you have
that
to
boy
say?
That boy funny right there, man.
Stephen A. wanted to know. Stephen A. wanted to know if you were depressed. Now DL. Yeah. That's funny.
Yes, I'm talking slowly and repeating myself.
You got that Midas touch. Everything you touch, you turn to gold. Happy birthday. Happy freaking mother freaking birthday, Mr. Steve Harvey.
It's windy.
It's so good to wish you a 60th birthday. Wow, that means I've known you almost 30 years. God is good. And throughout all of that time, you've been an incredible man, an inspiration, a motivation, a big brother, a shoulder to cry on, and an ear to listen to. And I thank you for that. And I thank God for the blessing of giving you 60 years. So no matter what you do, I know you're going to turn it up because everything you do, you turn to gold and you touch it. And this your girl. It's Wendy Raquel, Piggy Greer. Thank you for jump. I just finished reading it in Cancun. And yes, I did jump over a 40-foot cliff into the water. So I want to thank you for that. And keep on motivating us. And may you continually be inspired as well. And God bless you, my brother. And I wish you 60 more years. And may today, tomorrow, and your forever be forever blessed. I love you. Gotta see you soon. I love you. You got that mind.
Go on, Piggy.
Boom.
Piggy Greer.
Wow. Oh, that's love, Steve.
That's mad love, baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's good.
Wendy.
I appreciate y'all. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm out here balling.
Happy birthday, Steve. It's your boy, Bill Bellamy. I'm telling you right now, bro.
Bill Bell.
You are a blessed man. You got 18,000 jobs at 60. Most brothers at 60 ain't got one job. You're done. You're tired. You run over. You the best. You crazy. You're funny. And you're rich. Damn it, you won. Happy birthday, brother. And just think, bro, you can always get free pancakes at IHOP. Love you, man.
Damn shit.
Senior citizen, baby.
For real.
Y'all ain't mad.
You happy? You mad, Steve? You happy?
You old?
You're old? Yeah. Depressed?
Guide you to the chair.
Can't hear.
I love it.
Bell, that's a good brother, man. Mm-hmm. That's a good brother.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, let's go to the phone.
What's up, Steve? This your boy, Earthquake, man. Happy 60th birthday, my brother. Words can't express what you mean to me and what you have done for me and my family. And for my career, man, you taught me the most valuable lesson I done learned in a long time. How to love yourself. Man, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing you showed me. And listen, man, I know it's your 60th, but you're going to be around here to 80, 90, and I hope I'm there to do this same video again. You ain't going nowhere. Making too much money, brother. And even if you did leave, it'd be a hearse with a U-Haul because you're taking it with you. Man, I love you, man. Love you to death, man. Words can't even express it. Have a happier 60th birthday, man, wherever you're doing it at. And somewhere big, I know it. I'm out.
You know it.
Quake. Big homie.
Yeah.
A hearse with a U-Haul.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, I appreciate that, Quake. My man, you know, hey man, you know how I met Quake?
How?
Huh.
In Mobile, Alabama, I was staying in a hotel where the rooms were like facing the parking lot, and he came and knocked on my door. he knocked on my door. And, of course, I kept a chain on my door and a fishing knife on a nightstand. So I opened the fishing knife. I had a fishing knife. It was about a foot long, and the blade made it about 2 feet long.
What?
Yeah. Hey. You know, this in the 80s now. Come on. What y'all want?
Everybody ain't got no fishing knife.
No.
Even
in the 80s. Well,
one side of the knife scales the fish, and the other side of the knife fillet the fish.
Really?
And so I kept a fishing knife on my stand, about a foot long, too. And then when you open it up, it's damn near 2 feet long. Mm. So I click the blade, I open it, and I go over there. The peephole, you know, I was in a raggedy-ass room, so the peephole was, like, covered up. So I had a chain on the door. So I said, who is it? he said, my name is something-something. And so I opened the door, and I saw him. I said, yeah, how can I help you, brother? He said, man, I saw you at the comedy club last night. I just wanted to come by and meet you. I said, how you know I'm here? He said, because you got Ohio tags in front of your door. I said, okay. He said, hey, man, I'm gonna be a comedian, man. I just need some advice. And he looked straight, so I opened up the door. And Quake came into my hotel room in Mobile, Alabama off Airport Boulevard. That's how I met Earthquake. Mm-hmm. Wow. And sat down in the chair, man, and we started talking. And we've been friends ever since.
Well, at least you didn't use a fishing knife.
I wasn't going to open the door.
Yeah.
You
can
scale him.
I know.
Because I'm going to scale you and fillet you if you get wrong. And I was quick back then, too, because I was in my 30s, so it ain't make me no difference, dog. You do this however you want to do it, pimp.
Wow.
We do this however you want to do it.
You so stupid.
Man. I ain't got no problem. I'm going to let you in, but I'm going to have to, if I got to gut your ass, it's just going to be on and crack. You can't whip me with this knife. I bet you can't. Mm. You know, and back then, you know, wasn't nobody shooting each other back then. We wasn't gangbanging. But he just seemed like a straight-up dude, so I opened the door and we talked. We talked for hours. And we've been friends ever since, man.
We're quite good
friends ever since.
Yeah. Very funny.
Yeah.
All right, here's one more call. Let's go to the phones.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Shirley Strawberry. Hello, Carla. Good morning, Junior. Good morning, Nephew Tommy. And happy 60th. Did I read that right? 60? Oh, hell no, he's 60 when I met him. This is crazy, George Wallace. Boom! Want to wish you a great, happy 60th birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. 60 years old. Yeah. I want to be like you when I turn 60. George Wallace, I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, you already said it. Yeah, you're not finna be 60 again. I can tell you that. You're damn near 60. I don't know what the hell. You can quit wishing to be 60. Yeah, this ain't a Benjamin Butts moment we have in Georgia.
Buttons.
It's Benjamin Butts if you think you're going to be 60 again and you've already passed. George Wallace, man, first black headliner I ever saw in a comedy club.
Mm. He's a
George
legend, man.
Wallace. Man.
Yep.
George set me down for an hour after that show at Hilarity's Comedy Club and taught me so much more. Him and J. Anthony Brown were directly responsible for me staying in the business early. Mm. George Wallace, man, first black headliner I had ever seen in a comedy club in my life. 1986.
What?
Wow. Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right. It's Steve's 60th. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Let's go to the phones for the birthday boy. Who's on the phones?
I just want to just say happy birthday to you, baby. This your ex-girlfriend. I was a little older than you. And boy, I just want to say I taught you some things, Sugar Plum. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Ooh, I remember. Oh. Hey, Steve. Kim Whitley. Happy birthday. I love you. Yes, yeah, Sugar. You put it on me.
Man, I said it'd be going. But I got scared, though.
She's stupid.
I know. She had me fooled for a minute.
I know.
Right?
Right.
She had me.
This? Yeah. Oh,
had man. You fooled, had me scared.
Golly. Holy that cat. Pull the plug.
Who is this?
another one.
Kim Whitley.
She is crazy. Mm-hmm. Cleveland, though, Kim Whitley.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
right.
Yeah, homegirl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, home Cleveland, man. Mm-hmm. That's all good. Well.
All right. Let's keep it going.
I'm going to go home back out here and ball a little. Y'all, want y'all play or something? Go ahead.
Where are you?
Boy. Go online somewhere.
Bora Bora. Are you in Bora Bora?
Silence again?
No. Are you close?
Hawaii.
Man, he
ain't.
No.
Paris.
No, Paris is kind of cool this time of year.
Dubai?
Nah, Tom, it's 60. You ain't thinking big enough, dog.
Abu Dhabi?
Steve,
are you on Earth?
He's on another planet.
You're the only one can get up out of here.
He's on Mars.
But on this mic, though.
Gravity and all. Huh?
Right.
Man,
He didn't think that one through.
This boy that went to Avatar.
Oh, boy, use some of your brain.
Just a little bit.
Africa.
Yeah. All right, while Tommy tries to figure it out, we have more phone calls. Let's go.
Hey, what's up? This goes out to my man, Steve Harvey. Yes, this is the slim but still this hilarious Lavelle Crawford wishing you a happy birthday. I heard you're 60. I don't know which one you're 60 because you got like 10 jobs. You hosted a Family Feud. You also got your own talk show. Then you got the little kids show that you do. And then you're doing something else. I mean, Jesus Christ. It got to be 5 Steve Harvey. So I don't know which one's 60. So happy 60th birthday to all of y'all. And you know what? Thanks for all the love you showed me in the past. Put me on a hoodie award. Let me pump up my shows. But, you know, I just want to wish you a happy birthday, brother. You living strong. You doing more than anybody I know at 60. Except for play golf well. Ha, ha, ha. Happy birthday, Steve.
Lavelle sound different now that he done lost weight. Yeah, I like it when he sounded heavy.
It ain't as heavy, huh?
Yeah. This Lavelle, man, was trying to get it. You know, when he had that pressure on his chest, his lungs. He done lost. I put my arm around Lavelle, man. My hands could touch. I was amazed.
Yep. He doing good,
congratulations to him.
He doing real good.
He's doing good.
Getting healthy. Doing this thing.
Hell yeah. Trying to be here.
Mm-hmm. He says it's 5 of you. He doesn't know which one is 60.
All your jobs. Fun show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going good, man.
Yeah.
This cigar good, too.
All right.
I think I done figured it out.
Where?
He in the Netherlands.
What? Tom,
let me ask you a question.
You where they shoot Game of Thrones. You out there, huh?
Tom, let me ask you a question. Do you know where that is?
No, I don't know where the Netherlands is.
You know what? Stop talking then. Stop.
Is you in Greece? Where is Greece?
What, man? Why would I go there on my 60th birthday? For what?
Tokyo? Is you in Tokyo?
Man, you would know if he was in Tokyo. All that technology they got over there?
Really?
Hey, man, I'm going to take y'all two fools off the air so we can stay on the air.
Yeah, before we... you do it.
I'm going to go downstairs, man, get a different view. I'll be back.
Oh, you upstairs. Oh, hold on. You upstairs?
What does that mean? That don't narrow it down because he's...
Yeah, is that going to help you?
Going down a flight of stairs.
Wait a minute. You upstairs?
Yeah.
You ain't downstairs?
Yeah, we can.
Whoa, let me think where that could be. You going downstairs, huh? You in a building. Betty in a building, y'all. I'll be damned. Mm-hmm. He in a building. He finna go downstairs.
Yugoslavia.
What else y'all got? Y'all got anything?
Yeah, we have some more phone calls. Let's
talk to us.
Let's go to the phone, Steve.
All right, man. Look, I really appreciate all this love. I really do, man. Thank y'all so much, man. Going out y'all way. Well, calling all these people, having them call in like that.
It's not over, Steve. It is not over. We have more. Let's go to the phones.
Hey, Steve, it's Samora calling to wish you a happy, happy birthday.
What's up,
Samora? Look, at 60, don't count the wrinkles, don't count the gray hair, don't even count the candles, just count the blessings. Wishing you a great and happy birthday.
That was sweet. Man. That was nice. Yeah. I like that.
Love yeah, I
count just count
that.
The blessings.
Yeah, I'm counting candles, too, because, hell, them is blessings to me.
Well, you
look on there, it ain't but 59. That means I'm dying. I was wishing I was down there having a birthday.
But you have such a unique way of looking at age. You really do.
Oh, no, man. Yeah. Old is the goal, partner. Old is the goal.
Now. I love it. More
you
people
know, you
should
can,
do
you
that.
You can sit up and despise them if you want to. Mm-hmm. But there's going to come a day when you're going to miss one. It ain't going to be good.
Yep.
So every time I can get up and have another birthday, I'm all for it, man. I'm looking forward to this year. 60 going to be the best year I've ever had to this point. And then when I turn 65, that will be better than 60.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, man. I live my life with the expectations of great things. Mm-hmm. I'm Ephesians 3:20 all day long. All day.
What does Ephesians 3:20 say?
Oh, it's about expectation, man. It's about always looking for the right things. Ephesians 3:20. I read this every morning. I declare Ephesians 3:20 over my life. That God will do exceedingly, abundantly, over all that I think or ask. Mm-hmm. Because I honor him, his blessings will chase me down and overtake me. I will be in the right place at the right time. People will go out of their way to be good to me. I am surrounded by God's favor. This is my declaration. Read that this morning when I got up.
All right.
Yeah. So I expect 2017 to be better than any year I've had before. Business-wise, career-wise, projection-wise, health-wise, family-wise.
Health.
I'm going to get closer to God. I'm just going to be a stronger person. Stronger, man.
Amen.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.